You know, it wasn't too long ago that I would do stories about data centers because a lot of them are based here in CyrusOne and other companies. And, you know, people's eyes would roll. Now, it's a rare day that you don't hear something about data centers. And a lot of the talk seems to have flipped 180 degrees. One person who's observed a lot of this and been a part of a lot of these discussions is Congressman Mark Vesey. He sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee in Washington, D.C., and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, good to be with you all today. This is a very important topic, and it's going to be fascinating to see which direction it goes.
Yeah, and I just don't understand it. I don't know that I've ever seen, well, maybe one exception. I was thinking, I don't know that I've ever seen anything flip-flop 180 degrees like this is. I mean, on the one hand, we're going to be the epicenter of the universe for data centers. And next, we're trying to control them. This reminds me sort of some of the discussion we had about fracking years ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't see the discussion go in this direction either. You know, of course, up in the Alliance Corridor, they built data centers. They've been building them now for a while there. And there was never any sort of concern that was expressed by the community over them being built. But of course, as now as we have moved more and more into the digital age, and you need data centers to do everything to power and update your cell phones and your electric vehicle, but also all of the autonomous vehicles they want to put on the market, they use a lot of AI, and AI is one of the biggest eaters of drinkers of data centers. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a challenge moving forward. But then I think the other piece of it, too, that's just not being talked about as much. I know people have environmental concerns. People that live in rural areas have expressed concerns over things like noise and lighting. But the other part that I think that people may be pushing against, too, is no one knows exactly how much AI is going to disrupt our everyday lives as we know it today. There's all this talk about AI being able to improve our lives, but our kids and our grandkids being able to get a job when they graduate from some expensive four-year university, I think is becoming more and more of a concern, and people tie that to AI and data centers.
So it's really, in many cases, it's the anxiety of artificial intelligence that's being manifested in the case of the data centers. Well, this is a critical issue, especially to North Texas. There was an article out now in the last 24 hours, I think, that Dallas-Fort Worth area passed Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., as the largest concentration of data centers. It really is the epicenter.
It really is.
And it's a major employer, and also a lot of jobs come out of that.
Yeah. Jobs come out of it. And not only do jobs come out of it, but if we're going to win this race on AI against the Chinese and against, you know, any other foreign actors that are also going to get in this space. I mean, people have to remember that all of these technologies, eventually, they become scaled and they end up being held by some of our adversaries. Remember, we used to have Stinger missiles. Now, lots of actors have Stinger missiles. We only had night vision goggles. Now, just about every actor out there has night vision goggles. And so all of these technologies at some point become friendly for even countries that don't like the United States. And so I worry that a lot of the politics here will slow us down from being the leader in this AI space. And just like we fall behind on the production of the battery and the battery's capacity needed to do things like fuel electric vehicles, it will fall woefully behind in this space, and that the world will be dependent on the Chinese to fuel all of its AI needs. I think it's a very big concern that we should all be talking about more, and it's just not making its way into the discussion.
Well, what are you and your colleagues talking about in energy and commerce? Is there an effort to put some guidelines on this, or restrictions, or is it just a hearing?
I don't think that there are any efforts right now to put any guidelines on. I do think that the shot heard around the political world, not necessarily the entire world, but the political world, was, the guy that's on the Shark Tank with Mark Cuban. I think, is it Kevin O'Leary or Kevin Leary, I believe his name is. He has a huge data center project that he's trying to launch in the state of Utah. And they're the president of the Utah Senate, a Republican there, very powerful figure in Utah politics, lost his primary about a month or two ago. And people in politics paid attention to that because I think initially some Republicans thought that this was only Democrats that were complaining about this. But now people realize that even people in rural areas are concerned, which is what led Greg Abbott to be like, hey, I don't care what people in places like South Lake may think about data centers, but I want to make sure that I'm good with people in places like West Texas, where these data centers may be going. And so he issued the moratorium in rural Texas because now people realize that, hey, this is not just, you know, liberal democratic environmental activists that are making, you know, a big deal about this, but that even people that wear those red MAGA hats are saying no more data centers.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's one of the great examples of a 180. But the Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro just ordered that there be some new limits on it. The Florida primaries were just over, but that was the top, you know, probably the top area of discussion was about data centers and artificial intelligence. So you've been in Congress since 2012. You've been in politics long before then. So tell me, after the midterms are over, is this going to quiet down?
No. The data center controversy is going to go on and on. And I really do want some responsible members of Congress, bipartisan for that matter, and business leaders to start sitting down and talking about, again, how do we move forward on data centers? You know, I'm not a huge Bernie fan at all, but the one thing that he gets is that, you know, you saw his comments on data centers, and that's not the way that I would have said it, but he's tapped into an anxiety that people, again, on both sides of the voting spectrum have, and it's their fear of data centers. And what I'm afraid of is that a lot of the policy wonks and a lot of the leaders and various states, blue and red, that they're going to talk about all these other things around data centers instead of really getting down to the meat and potatoes around data centers and AI, which is the fear and anxiety that people have.
You know,
I've seen lots of different outlines and policy proposals that people have, and it talks about all of these other things that are very complicated and hard to understand. And people don't give a crap about that, right? People want to know: is this going to cause environmental concerns? Are they going to be noisy? Are there any sort of health issues I should be worried about? Is my kid going to be able to get a job after spending 4 years at Harvard? Like that's what people want to know.
No, you're right.
Not all of these other things that are being discussed and some of these outlines that you're seeing in various states.
But this goes back to something you were talking about the other day when you addressed the Dallas Regional Chamber congressional update, and we talked about education. And of course, there's a lot of jobs that are created. It will be created, I guess, for a long time in this industry, but they're not conventional jobs. I mean, they need welders, and Sherwin-Williams stock is taking off because they use the Sherwin-Williams for sealant. It changes the nature of jobs, and that's one of the areas that you've been working in is training and trying to have the right kind of jobs available for the right kind of people at the same time.
That's a big part of it. And that was one of the reasons why at the luncheon I talked about the political ramifications of all of this. You can't have projections that I've seen is 30% unemployment in the near future for college graduates because of AI, again, which people will link to data centers, and expect for everything to just continue the way that they are. It's just not going to happen. It will change, and the shift. I talked about 1964, the Civil Rights Act, and how those three or four Southern states voted for a Republican, Barry Goldwater at the time, because of the Civil Rights Act passing. I talked about Donald Trump and the anxieties and woes that were left from NAFTA, which is something that passed in the 1990s. And then 2016, you see a political earthquake that takes place in these three states. And now with data centers and AI, if people are, if we're going to have that much displacement, if it's going to be that disruptive, the political ramifications for both parties, I think, are going to be massive, and there's going to be a realignment, and people better start talking very quickly about, and to both workers, the blue collar workers and college graduates, is how is this going to impact my future? How is this going to impact my child's future? You know, one of the problems that we've had in this country when it comes to employment is a lot of people that would have been really happy to have a good plant job, a good factory job back in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. You know, it's harder and harder to fill those jobs as more and more people have gone to college. Part of the problem is that we've stigmatized a lot of those blue collar jobs. And so for the more blue collar jobs like welding that you talked about that are going to be are going to be created, those college graduates are going to want to know what becomes of me. I worked hard. I went to college for 4 years. I got this law degree. I got this graduate level degree so I could have a better life than the life that my parents and grandparents had. And so what is going to happen to me next? And no one has answers for that. And I think that that is one of the reasons why people are showing this concern, is because there's nothing that scares people like fear of the unknown.
It really is topsy-turvy. I think it's turned around completely. And the most troubling thing you've said is this is not all going to go away after the midterms. It's not.
Nope, it is not. No, it's, as a matter of fact, I think it's just going to continue growing, and it's going to be a major topic in the 2028 presidential election. I think that people that, and I, this is a warning for Democrats on my side, for people that think that we're just going to, the only topic is going to be Trump and all of the damage that he's caused since returning to the White House in 2024, that's just not going to be the case. These issues around data center and AI are going to be, I think, a top four issue when it comes to these presidential debates, both in the primaries and in the general election, whoever the nominees are going to be in 2028. And people better start thinking about it now, because this stuff is progressing a lot faster than I think than any of us ever imagined. And these data centers, regardless of what Greg Abbott says and regardless of what other governors are saying, these data centers will continue to be built. They may be slowed down some by protests and what have you, the same way how pipelines and transmission lines have been slowed down, but these data centers will keep being built and people are going to keep being upset.
Congressman Mark Vesey, our guest today. It's good to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
a
you
lot.
Very much.
For more of Absolutely. Our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.